The road trip gave me the time I needed to study up on Panda Kid. Born penniless, he was fascinated by the fireworks rich noblemen set off every New Year's. He spent a decade learning the art. Tut! But when he tried to offer his fireworks to the noblemen, they couldn't see past his shabby clothes and chased him away. Humiliated, the Panda King took revenge on those who shunned him by using the very tools of his art for crime. The Fetish Five recruited him as their demolitions expert, and from then on, his explosive touch became feared worldwide. He's rumored to be perfecting some new firework technique high in the unstable Kunlun Mountains of Western China.
Attention, bird and employee. Certainly, a government cannot pay for transportation service. And so I am forced to carry what I will fundamentally on the loss of. This is the armor guard, but it's all I am looking for my head. There it is. I see you carry a cane of notorious Koopa Thief Clan. Have you come here for revenge? To steal back the BBS Raccoonus?
That was my plan at first, but now I'm more interested in putting an end to your avalanche extortion racket.
Why should you care if I bury a few worthless village in snow? You are a thief, just like me.
No, that's only half right. I am a thief from a long line of master thieves, while you... you're just a frustrated firework artist turned homicidal pyromaniac.
Insolent child. You shall pay dearly for your disrespect. Still, to honor your Koopa ancestry, I will send you to your doom with the beauty of my new firework technique. Flame Foo. What? Yah. 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 Your skill with the game is unparalleled. Arnold! Fly! I did a cross-analysis of the metal used in that high-tech blasting vehicle, and it turns out it can only be found in one place. The Krakatoa Volcano in Russia. That's got to be where we'll find the fifth member of the Fetish Five. So get what you came for and let's get out of here.
Retrieving the Panda King section of the Thievius Raccoonus gave me a chance to learn about my technically minded ancestor, Otto Van Cooper. Not known for his physical dexterity, Otto relied on vehicles to aid him in his criminal endeavors. Armed with his designs, I was sure Murray would be able to make some cool modifications to the team van. A frustrated Inspector Fox, having missed becoming down the mountain, threw the Panda King in jail, thus putting an end to his avalanche protection services and ensuring the safety of mountain villages throughout China. My gang and I took a little time off and did some shopping in Hong Kong. Thoroughly relaxed, we headed home to plan our next move.